Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Kelly Grant. I am the partner and CEO of ALX Community.
And we're speaking because of an awesome thing you guys are doing. I just announced, saw the press release just today, so we're going to get it on air tomorrow. It's the Alexandria Drive-In presented by ALX Community in the Garden. How did this idea come about? I mean, I want to get into the actual movies in a minute, but, you know, macro it, big picture for me first. You know, what you know, you're sitting there during quarantine and you say, hey, let's do a drive-in.
It's exactly what happened. You know, the Garden and ALX are both community-based spaces, homegrown in Alexandria. And our members are, and neighbors and the people we love around the city, we're all in a place where they don't have an entertainment. And it's there wasn't a real safe way to do it. So we thought as you know, people who love the city, that we would solve that problem. And we've been overwhelmed, Jason, by the amount of support that we have received, not only from the city, but from our neighbors alike. So we've got sponsors now, and all of us are getting together to have a 6-movie series started on the 29th in Eisenhower.
Awesome. Now let's go, if you want, let's go through the movies one by one, and you know, you don't have to give me a ton on each, but just so you know, I have a little bit of a sound bite for each one, so we can kind of go through them pretty quick if you want. But it all kicks off August 29th with Jurassic Park. Why is that one a must for any drive-in?
Oh my gosh, Jurassic Park is one of our favorite movies, and it has kids of all ages being able to enjoy it. And since the release of the press release that came out today, we are almost sold out of that movie. So I really am grateful that we picked it, because we think that it's going to bring everyone together and have a really good time.
Absolutely. And then another huge favorite that we all love is the next week on September 5th, Back to the Future. Why did you guys pick that one?
Oh my God, an iconic film. And we thought, you know, what a fun way for the families to be able to come together to watch, you know, Back to the Future. Hasn't been out for a while, but still is one of everyone's family favorites.
Okay, and then on the 12th, we go in a little bit of animated. What do we got on the 12th?
We have the Trolls. So we really wanted to be able to make sure that we had something that represented everyone. And the Trolls animation movie is going to be awesome. And the kids have already gotten so excited. Our members and neighbors kind of voted on this one. And they said this is one of the most important films that they were so happy to be able to see.
Yep, you can't stop the feeling. All right, and then September 19th, one of my all-time favorites, makes me cry every time, Field of Dreams. Why'd you guys add that to the lineup?
Jason, you were so right. Every single time I watch that movie, I think about my family and the dreams that they had and how exciting it bridges the gap of baseball as well as having this feel-good movie and opportunity to bring people together. It seemed like the perfect choice for the Alexander Drive-In.
Yeah, and especially, you know, Major League Baseball had to postpone their Field of Dreams game they were going to do in Iowa. So this is a way you can, you know, still get your Field of Dreams fixed. So that's awesome. Okay, and then on September 26th, you guys have another classic. Most of these are Spielberg because he's the king. E.T., why'd you pick E.T.?
Yeah, you are right. Steven Spielberg is absolutely the king. And E.T. is this wonderful feel-good movie that makes us all dream. And you've, of course, got the iconic phone home. So we are really excited to be able to see that come on the 26th.
And then it all wraps up October 3rd with the musical Mamma Mia. Why'd you pick this? And do you fully expect people to be singing along in their cars?
I expect not only that people are going to sing along in their cars at Mamma Mia, but they're probably going to be dancing in the cars, because it is so fun to be able to watch this musical come to life. And it brings everyone upbeat and happy. And we thought that was a perfect way to end our 6-movie series on October 3rd with this feel good, wonderful, get up in your seat and move movie.
Awesome. Now, where exactly, you know, let's say folks maybe aren't exactly familiar, they know where Alexandria is, but they're not familiar with the exact location. So where exactly is it, and like, where will they park? Where will the screen be? You know, give me those location logistics.
So 5001 Eisenhower Avenue is the home of this gorgeous office building that has yet to be fully occupied. So it's an enormous parking lot. The screen is huge, and people will come in and be greeted warmly by us, and parking attendants and our valet will show them to their very big socially distanced space, so that they can enjoy the big screen. And in the meantime, while they're waiting for the movie to launch, they're going to have the opportunity to be able to order from one of three food trucks. So they can order from the safety of their car, and Pedego Bikes, our local neighbor, is going to take his really cool electric bikes and drive their food right to the car so they can be really safe and enjoy wonderful food. So each night there's two savory trucks and a sweet truck, and we're excited to be able to bring that to people so they can enjoy the movie in the safety of their car and have wonderful fun.
So elaborate on that a little bit. You know, so you said there's two food trucks and then also like a sweets truck. Who's providing the food?
Oh, so we have a great lineup of trucks. So we're saving that announcement right now because they're all lining up, and each week will be some different trucks. Curbside Kitchen is organizing the entire lineup of local food trucks so that we can have different flavors at each of the movies.
Awesome. And then you said, what's the name of the company? Because the website said Curbside Kitchen delivering.
Curbside Kitchen is the organizer of the food trucks. And then because ALX in the Garden is just such a local, you know, neighbors to find really cool ways to activate the rest of the community. And Pedego Bikes is an electric bike company that is just a stone's throw away from ALX at the waterfront. And they have agreed to be the runners of the food. So when you're sitting in your car watching the very first movie, Jurassic Park, you would order from an app on your phone, and that will go to the food trucks. And as soon as your food is ready, somebody from Bodega Bikes is going to ride, instead of roller skates, it's going to be a bike, and they'll ride to your car and deliver your food fresh to you.
That's so awesome. Now, so that's a cool way to, you know, limit, you know, crowds and social distance and everything. What other sort of safety measures do you have in place in terms of, you know, maybe using the bathroom or anything? Like, are requiring masks? Do they have to stay in their cars? Give me the rundown on the safety stuff.
Yeah, so Jason, at the heart of everything we did, we really thought about the safety of our guests. So it really starts from the very beginning. So it's touchless entry when they come in and we check them in. So everyone is required to wear masks, even at the check-in. They will be escorted from our parking attendants, again with masks on, and escorted to their space. The ordering of food comes from an app on their phone, so there's nothing that our guests are going to need to attend to. And then the drivers are going to be dropping off their food with their gloves on and masks on so that people can eat from the safety of their car. Then the bathrooms, we have several temporary bathrooms all over the space. Each of those bathrooms are attended, and their sanitation stations at each of them, and our bathroom attendants will have a touchless experience.
Awesome. And then I'm trying to think what else. How much it costs? It's $30 per car, not per person, right?
Yep, it's $30, $30 per car. And the great thing about this drive-in, which I think is unique, is 100% of the proceeds are going to local nonprofits. So ALX, The Garden, we're not taking even a, a penny. So all of our proceeds are going to either Act for Alexandria, which you probably know is the home of supporting so many of the great community efforts that we have in Alexandria, including representing over 170 nonprofits, and their mission, of course, is racial equality. And then Athena. Athena is a great nonprofit in our Alexandria area, and they really specialize in helping going to disaster areas and teaching people how to use all of the scraps to be able to get the tools that they need immediately, like using solar panels so that people can actually cook and eat and make sure their homes are rebuilt. So that $30 is actually tax deductible because it is going to nonprofits, and it's for a car. So you can pack up your friends and bring them in the car and have a safe way on a Saturday night to enjoy yourselves, knowing that you're giving back to two wonderful local nonprofits.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait. Anything else you want to say in closing? Why should folks come on out here? You know, they've been stuck indoors. They're not many events to do. Why come out to this?
Jason, I think that we are going to have such a wonderful opportunity to be able to have safe family fun entertainment. It gives back to local nonprofits, and it supports the community we love. And it's just a great way to spend a Saturday night in an old-fashioned drive-in.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. Everybody, it runs August 29th through October 3rd. So every Saturday here coming up at the end of the month. So, hey, thanks so much. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Jason.